First question is, how did we meet?
How did we meet?
Yeah, can you tell that story?
Sure, I'll just give us a quick snippet of it. We met at a Bible study, a Catholic Bible study.
All right. Yeah, for folks who don't know, and people who do know us, this is an old story that we tell many times, but the way Veronica and I met, we were very young, 14, 15. She was 14, I was 15. And my uncle was speaking at a Catholic prayer meeting. I was Pentecostal. She was Catholic. There's a long story there, which I'll avoid for the moment. But of course, I tell my uncle, like, what are we doing going to this Bible study? He goes, well, I got to speak, and can you guys bring your guitar? Like, okay. And then, of course, he does, in passing, mention there's going to be girls, so that helped to get us there. So, of course, we're playing guitars, kind of a couple songs in, and then walk in these four Catholic girls. And, of course, I've always said that, oh, I like these Catholic prayer meetings. So that's how I met Veronica. And afterwards, we found out that our parents knew each other. As a matter of fact, when I went home that night, I said, hey, Mom, we met some folks over at this prayer meeting we were at, and they know you. The mom knows you. Celedon, Gonzalo and Sarah Celedon. He goes, yeah, they were padrinos in our wedding, which bridesmaids, something like that. And so apparently our parents knew each other from long ago. Me and Veronica never met. And then, of course, the legend of David and Veronica is that, no, we had actually met, according to our parents, her mom, my mom, that Veronica spent the first couple of years in the hospital a lot because she had always had lung issues. And so she was in the hospital, and, you know, my mom was there to visit Sarah, I guess. And the legend has it that, you know, as moms do, oh, don't forget to, or say goodbye, give Veronica a kiss. So she was in the hospital and saw it. I don't know, maybe 5, 6 is what the story. 2 or 3? Okay. 2 or 3, so we're 2 or 3 year olds. And that's when the pixel dust came from the sky.
And I never forgot.
So if you really want to say, how did we really meet? Well, we were 2 and 3, but then we met again at 14 and 15. So that's a long answer to a short question. All right, so then Veronica, what is our first date?
First date, if I remember correctly, was at Dan's Hamburgers with David's uncle Daniel and my sister Lisa.
Yeah, cuz
right?
Yeah, that's
very,
how we remember
very first date.
Yeah. So we
there was another first date.
Yeah.
Date,
so then when we, you know, started talking to each other on the phone, and then I'll set up a date. I don't exactly know why I bought Daniel. Did he drive or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know where we're going. I think because we were just,
yeah, I think, you know,
ourselves.
And so, yeah, it was,
we were young. I'm sure Lisa drove me there.
Yeah, so anyway, but we met at Dan's Hamburgers, which is the one that was on Congress Avenue that is now the Torchy's Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
So that location, which later on, that Dan's was used in Friday Night Lights as one of the locations they would shoot a lot of the scenes. And when we lived there in Travis Heights for a while off of Monroe, they would film there at night. And so I got to go by there and see some Friday Night Lights scenes, which is pretty good, which I never saw the series until after, way after the fact. So it was cool to kind of see that. How long have we been together?
It's going to be 40 years that we've been married. But, I mean, we were together on and off before that.
Yeah. We dated.
First for a
we
year
dated
and a half.
From, well, were you, We started dating once you turned 15.
Once you turned 15, we started dating. We dated for about a year and a half.
Yeah, so.
Then we kind of split for 2.5 years.
And then, yeah.
Got
then
back we... together, married 3 months later.
Yeah, so for the folks who don't know the story, so we dated for a year and a half at 16, 17, well, yeah, 15, 16, going to 17. I mean, I was 16 and 17. You were 15, 16 and a half. Year and a half.
Okay.
Before you turned 17.
It was, I can't remember.
Yeah, so I was 16, 17.
Yeah, you're right.
You were 15, 16.
Yes.
And so then, you know, we 2.5 years, two plus year, yeah. Then I graduated from high school.
Okay.
Graduated in May, and come November, October, November.
November.
Right before Thanksgiving. Of 1984, out of the blue, just, and Veronica and I would stay in touch, so we once in a while, we would still say hi.
But we hadn't spoken maybe for like 6 months prior to this.
Yeah, and so I, out of the blue, call Veronica, call her house, and her sister answers. She tells me that Veronica's not there. Never mentioned that Veronica was out on a date with her then current boyfriend, which she dumped immediately upon my call. Is that correct?
Soon after. Not immediately.
Hopefully he's not listening. I want to give him a big hug if he is. But yeah, so that's how long we've been together. So yeah, and then this March, so just next month, it's February. Next month, February. What's our anniversary, Veronica? What day?
March the 10th.
When's your birthday?
May 11th.
Okay, yes. She got it. I'm giving her
so
pop
really,
quiz.
Total that we've been together, known each other, I guess?
Yeah.
Five or six years.
Yeah, so if you were technically 15.
Almost 44 years.
Long time. Been married long time, as some folks would say. What's our age difference? Well, January 16th and May. So, give or take, 4 months.
Yeah.
All right, who was interested first?
I think you were. My sisters were talking to David and his cousins. And then one of my sisters tells me, David thought you were young. He just found out you turned 15. And he likes you. And I thought, what? I don't like none of them. Anyway, but soon after we started talking.
Yeah, and the when I first had met Veronica, I didn't know how old she was. And then when I finally found out, she was going to be 15. Because Veronica looked younger.
A lot of people thought I was 12.
she looked younger. Then I found out what she's... Because I did like her, but I also didn't want to date... You know, I was in high school. I didn't want to date somebody in junior high. So,
just but kidding. I wasn't in junior high.
So, who's taller?
I am. I stand on a chair.
So I think that's a no-brainer here. Veronica's got the height. She was able to dunk in high school. I actually dunked the ball in high school during warm-ups because the adrenaline was so high. And then I would try to dunk the ball. I mean, always work on. I could jump really high. We were just dating, right? It was an early date when I said, hey, watch this. Let me stay right there. I'm going to jump over you.
We were just dating a few months, probably.
Yeah, so we were just dating a few months. And I literally, now when I say jumped over, I don't mean like, you know, I literally jumped over her now.
She was standing up.
Yeah, Veronica was standing up. That's how high I could jump now.
And
I did.
He ran straight at me and jumped over
me. So the fact that,
did I let you do that?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
That I did it she let me do it and that I cleared it. So, you know, but hey, you're on a date. Adrenaline's high, so it's like...
it worked.
It's like a basketball game. Who said I love you first?
Now, I don't remember, but I'm going to guess it was you because I was always so shy and quiet and wouldn't talk a whole lot. I'm believing it was probably you.
Yes, I know that to be the fact.
Okay.
So there, take that. All right, who's most impatient?
I would say I am now. I was not back then, but now I am.
That's true.
Of course, we could ask our daughters and see what they say.
Yeah. So it's kind of the roles have reversed. I used to be the very impatient one, and now Veronica has taken the baton away. But I'm very, very patient.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm the loving and patient one. Who's most sensitive?
Definitely me.
That's true, Veronica.
I mean, you have become more sensitive too. Well, but
there's differences.
I'm
yeah,
way more sensitive.
But Veronica can
cry. And
well, she's
snap.
Like the she's like the Texas weather. You can wear a coat in the morning and shorts in the afternoon. So, like the weather, she can be cold and then hot. So
okay,
something like that. Who's the loudest?
Definitely David.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm pretty loud. Even the girls now, like, I don't even know I'm loud. I can be talking and I get excited about a lot of things and a lot of dumb things and just don't even know it. And I'm loud in a restaurant, in public space, in the car.
We have to quiet him down.
So yeah, I'm pretty loud. Who's the most stubborn?
You. Both of us.
I have no idea what she's talking about. Remember, I said I'm loving and patient. So. Yeah, I can be pretty stubborn, but so can Veronica.
That's what I said, both
but,
of us.
But I win the title.
Yeah, David wins.
Because I'm pretty stubborn. Who falls asleep first?
Definitely David. He falls asleep in a split second.
We're recording this pretty late at night. For Valentine's Day, and the minute I'm ready to go to sleep, I can literally go to sleep in like 60 seconds when it's time to go to sleep. That's how fast.
So I guess in reality, though, I mean, the first to go to sleep in the evening, I go to sleep before you.
You can lay but down.
I can lie down, get in bed, and get ready for bed. And I may fall asleep some point, but it takes me quite a while.
Yeah.
But no matter what, if you and I both lie down, whatever we're doing, watching TV, getting ready for bed, you're asleep immediately. So
yeah, that's true. But I can fall asleep on a dime. And I can fall asleep with the lights on and the music blasting. When it's time to go to sleep, I'm out. You can't. It's crazy. But then I can wake up 4 hours later pretty easy.
Who cooks better?
Well, that's easy. I can cook some mean eggs. That's all about it. I can cook some eggs.
But you never do.
What meal
not
have
that
I
often.
Made?
Nothing.
Come on now.
Jeez. David, you've never cooked.
I've made you a mean sandwich that time.
You open a can and put some soup. Pour it
I
in
know
the
how
soup.
To open you, cans.
And pour
I'm
it in
good
a pot and warm it up.
Hamburger helper.
No.
I never made hamburger helper.
No, never.
Dang it. No. Cereal. I've poured
okay.
you a mean
cereal.
Bowl of cereal.
Yeah, you've all made right. me cereal.
But yeah, Veronica is an incredible cook.
No, I'm not.
She is. Don't even believe that. And she now has started making bread, and oh my Lord. She is now the Miss Baird of Pflugerville, for those who know Austin. So, pretty awesome.
Better morning person.
Oh, yeah. That's me. I can be up early and
yeah,
go.
You're happy.
Get
I'm mad.
Yeah.
Like, let me, don't wake me up. Let
don't
me
wake
sleep.
Me up. Veronica is a vampire. She has wow. to have kind of complete darkness. If we had a box to put her in, she probably would favor that so the light wouldn't come in. But once she's she's up, then she's pretty active, but not, she's a slow getter upper. She won't get up fast. Takes your time. And then if I wake her up too early,
boy, you better leave me alone.
Man, that's rough. So yeah.
Not that mean, but
no, not mean. Just
it's
not
like angry.
You're not like, gonna be
why'd you wake me up?
Yeah.
You know I don't wanna go have breakfast with you.
Yeah, like that. Who is
the better driver?
The better driver.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. I think David. I've had the most wrecks.
Know.
Had the most wrecks.
I've had one wreck in my life. That was when I was in high school, and someone pulled out in front of me on Altorf, in front of that McDonald's off of Congress, South Congress. They pulled out, and I was trying to avoid, and that's the last wreck I had.
Yeah, first
and last. So that was
I think
45
you're better
years
driver
ago.
Than I am. I mean, I don't know. We could be comparable, so.
But yeah. Most competitive.
Definitely you.
I hate to lose.
He does not like
Veronica. Sadly, Veronica and all the girls, I don't even to this day, even my grandchildren.
Right.
Layla, poor Layla, like no one. Second place is first loser, to borrow Tiger Woods.
But when I kept beating him in, what did I keep beating you in?
Pool. Well, for one.
Pool, yeah. Of course that. I'm better than you there.
What did you beat me on?
But something recently, we were playing a game, and I kept beating you.
Yes.
You were so upset, and you kept saying, again, we got to do it again, and
yeah.
I beat you. And then again, I got to do it again, and I beat you, and I beat you. And finally, you gave up.
I just quit because I was defeated.
Who's the funniest? David is the
funniest.
Yeah, he always has been.
I don't have jokes. I got problems, as the comedian said. And those are funny.
You got no, I'm just kidding. Where do you eat out most as a couple?
Oh,
that's easy.
Where?
We did. It's a little bit different now.
Yeah.
But Casa Garcia's.
Sure.
Yeah,
pretty much. Well, the simple answer is Mexican food.
Yeah, and then pasta.
Because I mean, if we were doing Instagram. And we took photos of our food, which we don't do.
You would see more Mexican food and Oriental food, because my favorite
Veronica
is
loves,
Oriental food.
Veronica loves, Oriental. And
any kind of.
I love everything. but I always, I have to have breakfast in the morning. And if I can eat a breakfast taco and coffee every morning of my life. When they do an autopsy, they're going to find
breakfast taco in your
belly. Barbacoa and eggs and potatoes.
Oh, my.
And coffee beans.
Who is more social? David. Definitely.
Yeah. Because I can make friends with anybody, anywhere, at any time.
Well, you just love to be out there.
Sure.
Me, I can be home snuggling, watching TV, relaxing. You can leave. I'm like, yes, I'm alone.
I'm always, up for conversation.
Yeah, you're a lot more social than I, definitely. But you're definitely more social. I'm more relaxed, stay home.
Who's the neat freak? Veronica?
The neat freak?
Veronica.
I am.
I'm not neat. I'm not neat at all. The only thing that I'm neat about is kind of when I'm editing and I get my files in my timeline and editing stuff and stuff that's on my computer, folders and structure and my photography structure of all the files that I have. But my desk is messy. My office is messy.
I used to help organize.
Yeah.
I gave up, I don't know, 5-8 years ago.
And
said, never mind.
Exactly.
Not helping no more.
Who plans date nights?
None of us.
Every day is a date with us.
We just go.
We have so many date nights. They're not even date nights. We have nights to not just not
like tonight.
Date. Sure.
We went to a nice dinner and thought, hey, this could be our Valentine's meal. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we thought, and it was good. We had a good time with Jack Allen's.
Yes, we did.
I actually liked the look of Veronica's plate better than mine. She's eating very healthy these days. Always has been healthier than me, but a lot of vegetables on her plate and good stuff. I try. Who picks where we eat?
David.
Of course.
Always.
Well, that's also a classic,
but at least
as everybody knows. 90%. Whoever answers this question, I would love to hear the other husbands and wives, because we fall into that classic category of, where do you want to go? I say, and Veronica's like, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, I'm asking you. I want to give you a chance. Well, I don't know. And then I give
couple
of options.
But sometimes I will say, oh, I want Oriental food. I want Indian food. And you'll say, we just ate that the other day. I'll take you there, but I'm going to go somewhere else. So then I just say,
well, that's,
go wherever you want to go.
But for the majority of our marriage, it was always, you didn't, now Veronica.
Well, now in the past, maybe 10 years now, sure, it's been like.
But for 30, right, it was more like, well, where do you want to go?
Wherever you
want to go.
Right? Only because I didn't want to deal with.
You didn't want to rock the boat.
I didn't want to rock the boat.
Who's the first one to admit that they're wrong?
I would say me.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, for the most part, Veronica's always been better at saying, I'm sorry. I've gotten better at that over the last
5 years.
Well, yeah.
8 years.
Last 10 years, I was more aware. In the last 5 years now, I actually practice it more.
A little bit more, yeah.
But when I was younger.
You even go to the girls and tell them you're sorry.
Yeah.
Which before you never did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who has the most tattoos? Veronica. she's tatted.
I'm all tatted all over.
Tatted all over, folks.
Just kidding. Neither of us have tattoos.
Yeah. Never.
Who has the most? Natalie and Marie.
Our children. And our grandchildren with the stick-ons.
But, oh. I was like, they're on tattoos.
Who sings the best? I want to say Veronica loves to sing.
I love to sing.
She
and I know a lot of songs.
I have to tell you this. I know, like, if Veronica's, you know, let's say we kind of had a spat or something's gone on, I will intentionally put music that I know Veronica likes on the car just so I can hear her sing.
Then I won't sing because I'm mad.
And she's mad. But no, Veronica sings.
But I don't sing the best. You sing the best.
I
used
really
to care
sing.
How I sounded. Now I don't care. Like, yeah. You like it or not, I don't care.
Yeah. But I used to sing, but I've never really, yeah, I used to sing in the past because I would play guitar.
Yeah.
That's how me and Veronica mm-hmm. met. But I don't really sing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, who spends the
most?
Oh,
that's easy.
Well,
Veronica. This house, this other house. This,
yeah,
just
right.
Kidding.
I think if you, well, no, yeah, I think we kind of, if you count in, like,
we have
items,
yeah.
Items,
sure,
then we may spend about the most same. Purchasing the same,
right.
I mean, in items, but the cost is more
bigger,
you. The
bigger
cost
ticket
is
items.
Way bigger ticket.
Well,
items.
Obviously,
yes.
I've spent the last
with you.
16 years, you know, cameras and all the gear that goes with filmmaking and photography and computers.
And just toys that you like.
But they're all related to.
Yeah,
you know,
they're all related.
They are. They're related to me and you. We own them.
Yeah. So. Whatever.
And then
okay.
The last question, did you go to the same school?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Veronica went to LBJ.
Andrews.
Okay.
Blatton, Pierce, and LBJ.
Yeah, yes. Four schools. Well,
yeah.
I went to three elementaries, Brook School, Odom, and then Cook. Then I went to middle school at Webb Middle School, sixth grade only. Then I went to three junior highs in the same year. Started off at Doby. Then I went to Burnet. And then I went to Martin. I ended my seventh grade in Martin and did my eighth grade in Martin. That's right. And then I went to, was supposed to go to Johnston, but it was the first year of busing. Supposed to go to Anderson, but was able to get transferred to Austin High. So I went to Austin High for ninth grade and then transferred to play basketball at Anderson. And then I went, stayed there, and then I ended up transferring my last year to McCallum High School, which ended up being the best school. And if you ask me what's my favorite school, it's McCallum Knights.
Loved it. Now, why did you go to so many schools?
A lot of reasons. We're obviously my
one
parents.
One of the main reasons, y'all moved a lot.
Moved a lot, yeah. So before I met Veronica, we had moved 31 times. And I carried on the tradition. So Veronica and I, being married 40, we have moved 36 times.
And before I was married to David for 18 years, or 19 years, I only moved once.
Two houses. Yes.
But this is one of the reasons I consider homeschooling my kids. We moved.
So that's our story. We're sticking to it. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.